如果你们想要学识人，耐心的把我这个视频看完。
If you want to learn how to be patient and understand me, please watch this video.
视频会有一点长。
The video will be a bit long.
如果你能看完。
If you can read this.
你就毕业了。
You've graduated.
整个互联网上不需要再看任何人的教学。
There is no need to look at anyone's teaching on the entire internet.
在这个视频里面
In this video,
他们只能做小孩那一桌
They can only do the kids table.
首先我们来看一个故事
But let's look at a story.
这是个真实的故事
This is a true story.
你们也能在抖音上找到相对应的原型
You can also find the corresponding original on Douyin.
这不是在杜撰
This is not fiction.
但是为了不把这两位博主重新卷入战争
However, in order to avoid further involving these two bloggers in the conflict,
我就用代称
I use aliases.
也许还是会有一些粉丝立马可以找到两位博主的原型故事
Maybe some fans will be able to find the prototypes of the two bloggers immediately.
来了
Here,
王总和李总谈一笔生意。
Mr. Wang and Mr. Lai discussed a business deal.
在沟通和洽谈中
In communication and negotiation,
李总感觉到王总很傲慢。
Mr. Lai felt that Mr. Wang was arrogant.
对自己有一种轻蔑的态度
Have a contemptuous attitude towards oneself.
话里话外就是看不起自己。
This is a clear sign of self-hatred.
于是情绪上来了。
So I got emotional.
讲话也开始夹枪带棒。
The speech also began to become aggressive.
最后不欢而散。
Finally, they parted ways.
本以为事情就会到此结束。
I thought the matter would end here.
但是两个人回去以后。
However, after they returned,
又在微信上互骂了起来。
They started arguing again on WeChat.
李总实在没忍住。
Mr. Lai couldn't help himself.
就骂了对方的家人。
He insulted the other person's family.
你全家都去死。
You all go to hell.
死孩子也去死。
Children also go to die.
死。那这句话就完全激怒了我。
That sentence completely infuriated him.
王总就选择通过自媒体的方式把家人受到谩骂和侮辱这件事情分享了出去。
Mr. Wang shared the story of how his family was subjected to abuse and insults through self-media.
希望以此来扩大事件的影响力。
I hope this will help to amplify the impact.Of the event,
并且正式地向李总宣战
and formally declare war on Mr. Lai.
那么宣战的理由就是自己的孩子受到了恶毒的诅咒和谩骂
Therefore, the reason for declaring war is that one's own children have been subjected to malicious curses and insults.
并且围绕这个理由不断地展开和延伸
And then he continued to elaborate and expand on this reason.
其核心的观点就是两个成年人的争斗。
The core idea is a struggle between two adults.
为什么牵连一个孩子
？Why involve a child?
孩子是无辜的。
Children are innocent.
到底是一个什么样的人才会连一个孩子都不放过？
What kind of person would even dare to harm a child?
连孩子都会辱骂和诅咒。
Even children can insult and curse.
那我们先按下暂停键。
And let's pause for a moment.
听到这里。
Here.
你是不是认为王总太惨了
？Do you think Wang is too unlucky?
孩子被诅咒，反击是正当的。
It is legitimate for a child to retaliate against a curse.
是应该的。
It's okay.
我们就应该支持。
We should support it.
王总，刚开始舆论发酵的时候。
When the rumors started to spread, Wang was the first to laugh.
也的确如此。
Indeed.
粉丝都表示非常的愤慨。
Fans expressed great anger.
并且支持王总。
And support Wang.
我们来继续看故事的发展。
Let's continue to see the development of the story.
这件事情被王总主动放到互联网上去了以后。
After this matter was intentionally put on the internet by Mr. Wang.
那么大家就开始批判。
And everyone started to criticize.
甚至人身攻击。
Even personal attacks.
李总骂他不是人。
Mr. Lai scolded him for not being a human being.
是个畜生。
You are a bastard.
而李总回应说自己很早之前就因为辱骂对方家人而感到非常的后悔。
And Mr. Lai responded that he regretted very much because he had insulted the other party's family a long time ago.
并且诚恳地向对方道歉过。
And sincerely apologized to the other party.
的确是因为自己情绪太激动了。
Indeed, it was because I was too emotionally agitated.
没有克制好自己。
I don't know how to defend myself.
所以说了不应该说的话。
So, I said what I shouldn't have said.
王总呢，依旧不依不饶地发作品，持续地攻击。
What did Wang do? He continued to release his works and attack relentlessly.
李总
Mr. Lai
并且宣称要不死不休
and declared that they would not give up.
说对方背后的生意不干净
saying that the other party's business is not clean.
甚至涉嫌违法犯罪
Even suspected of violating laws and regulations.
一定要让李总付出惨痛的代价。
Make sure Lai is made to pay a heavy price.
并且已经开始搜集相关的证据。
And they have already started collecting relevant evidence.
要搞垮他。
To bring him down.
好，故事。
Good story.
到这里就戛然而止。
That's all.
我们要开始最精彩的环节了。
We're about to start the most exciting part.
我来告诉你什么叫做真正的人性。
I'm going to tell you what true humanity is.
首先
First,
李总情绪化，被对方傲慢的态度所激怒。
Mr. Lai was emotionally agitated by the other party's arrogant attitude.
因此
Therefore,
没有控制好自己的情绪
Not being able to control one's emotions.
辱骂了对方的家人
Insulted the other person's family.
这一点没有任何可以洗白的空间是
There is no room for whitewashing.
是清楚
The facts are clear.
证据确凿。
The evidence is conclusive.
并且他也没有以任何说辞来开脱自己的错误。
And he also didn't offer any excuses for his mistakes.
也因此向对方诚恳地道歉。
Therefore, he sincerely apologized to the other party.
但是事情却没有因此迎来风平浪静。
However, things did not become calm.
很多时候你主动道歉。
Many times you apologize proactively.
但是对方却不一定能够接受你的道歉。
However, the other party may not necessarily accept your apology.
这是很正常的一件事情。
This is a normal thing.
你想结束冲突。
I want to end the conflict.
但是对方却不愿意就此放过你。
However, the other party is unwilling to let you go.
那么，有意思的事情要开始了。
That's a very interesting thing to start.
王总从来就不是因为孩子被骂才开战的。
Mr. Wang never started a fight because his child was scolded.
孩子被骂，是他等了一整场冲突。
The child was scolded for waiting for the entire conflict.
终于等来了一张合法反击牌。
Finally, I got a legitimate counterattack card.
因为师出有名。
Because of having a name.
他需要借助广大网友的力量。
He needs to rely on the power of a large number of netizens.
对李总进行反击。
Counterattack lie.
骂孩子
Full children
这件事情本身是李总通过微信发送给王总的
This matter was originally sent by Mr. Lai to Mr. Wayne via WeChat
所以只有王总本人才看得到他的家人和孩子
Therefore, only the boss can see his family and children
根本就看不到对孩子的内心
You can really see the child's inner self.
实际上没有造成任何本质上的伤害。
In fact, it didn't cause any cognitive damage.
只伤害到了王总本人。
Only Wang was injured.
如果他是一个真正成熟的男人
If he is a truly mature man,
就不会把这件事情告诉自己的孩子。
I won't tell my children about this matter.
告诉他
Tell him.
有一个跟你素不相识的陌生人对你进行了攻击和辱骂
A stranger attacked and insulted you.
因为没有任何的必要给他心灵造成二次伤害
Because there is no need to cause him emotional harm.
他更加心知肚明
He knew it all too well.
对方是在极度失控的情况下
The other person was in a state of extreme distress.
才会导致口无遮拦的
This will lead to being outspoken and rude.
而不是蓄谋已久的恶意
Not premeditated malice.
这是情绪失控后的发泄
This is the venting after losing control of emotions.
而不是人身威胁
Not a threat to personal safety.
这是两个完全不同的概念
These are two completely different concepts.
就从事后很快道歉
But he quickly apologized afterwards.
这件事情来看
From this perspective,
李总更不可能真正的去伤害对方的孩子。
It is even more unlikely that Mr. Lai would actually harm the other child.
所以本质上这不是一件天大的事情。
So essentially, this isn't a big deal.
但是家人被谩骂这件事情会通过我是孩子的父亲。
However, this matter will be passed through me as the child's father.
这个身份被打造成一件抢占舆论高地的利器，利用。
This identity was created as a tool to seize public opinion and dominate the narrative.
孩子永远是无辜的。
Children are always innocent.
永远是弱者。
Always the weak.
永远是不可侵犯的。
Always inviolable.
身份和符号来为自己创造有利的舆论环境
Create a favorable public opinion environment by using identity and symbols
他不断地发视频批判
He constantly makes videos criticizing
李总诅咒自己的孩子
Mr. Lai cursed his child
实际上孩子本身没有受到任何的伤害
Actually, the child was not harmed by the curse.
他正在偷偷地把自己受到伤害。
He is secretly hurting himself.
这件事情变成孩子受到伤害。
This incident resulted in the child being harmed.
你们知道正常的父母会如何处理这件事情吗？
Do you know how normal parents would handle this situation?
李总诚恳地道歉了。
Lai was sincere in his apology.
道歉不一定必须被接受。
An apology doesn't necessarily have to be accepted.
这没错。
That's right.
但一个人如果真的为了保护好自己的孩子，
But if a person is truly determined to protect their child,
对方道歉，
Apology,
承诺不再犯，
Promise not to repeat,
主动退出冲突，
Initiate conflict resolution,
真正爱自己孩子的父亲会怎么做呢？
What will a truly loving father do?
至少会先停止公开传播。
At least it will stop public dissemination first.
因为继续传播，
Because of continued dissemination,
意味着更多的人会看见，更多的人会讨论。
It means that more people will see more people discussing.
孩子迟早会从网上看到自己被诅咒的故事。
Children will eventually see stories about themselves being cursed on the internet.
王总没有停止。
Mr. Wang didn't stop.
他不仅没有停止。
He not only didn't stop.
反而变本加厉地制作视频。
Instead, they intensified their video production.
引导情绪。
Guide emotions.
号召广大网友去帮他讨公道。
Call on netizens to help him seek justice.
那么请问，一个真正想要保护好孩子的人，
So, what do you mean by a truly caring parent who wants to protect their child?
会不断地扩大这件事情的传播范围吗？
Will it continue to expand the scope of this matter?
会试图制造更加激烈的冲突和矛盾吗？
Will it try to create more intense conflicts and contradictions?
到最后，整个事件的叙述就变成了一个连孩子都骂的畜生 VS 一个为了孩子。
In the end, the entire narrative turned into a monster that even children would scold VS a person who was doing it for the sake of the child.
不惜一切代价去战斗到底的父亲，这件事情
The matter of the father who fought to the bitter end
最终的结果也不出我所料
The final result was exactly what I expected
很快就落下了帷幕
The curtain fell quickly
王总口口声声要让对方付出惨痛代价的誓言也消失得无影无踪
The promise of Wang, which was repeatedly stated that the other party would suffer a terrible price, has completely disappeared.
你要看透人性。
You need to look deep into human nature.
就需要学会观察和思考一个人的动机。
Then you need to learn to observe and think about a person's motives.
看他如何选择性地解释事实
Observe how he selectively interprets facts
寻找那个刻意被隐藏起来的起因和那个被刻意放大到畸形的结果
Find the underlying cause that was deliberately concealed and the distorted result that was deliberately magnified